Don't get me started. So I'm sitting here eating my scrambled eggs and ham with potatoes all spiced up with pepper and grease and my four slices of wheat toast, and I'm reading the paper again. And today is really not as interesting as yesterday. In fact, there's no resolution to half the shit yesterday's news started. And the key data operator comes up to me and says, "Excuse me, sorry for interrupting your breakfast," and asks a stupid question, and I think I'm making wait, and I proceed to give him a stupid answer. Then I hear those footsteps a-coming down the corridor, and I smell the scent of old memories, and I feel the presence of my recently departed pain. I turn around, and she's right there, standing in front of me. She says, "Hi, I got something in the mail for you. I thought it was for me, but it was for you." I'm thinking, so what? And what could it be? And at the same time, as she digs through her purse and her bag and her pockets, and she makes a quip or two, and I resist the temptation to ask any questions as I'm noticing her new earrings and her bangles and her new necklace and hairdo, and I briefly wonder about who she's been with, and I feel the chemistry between us, her smell, her taste, her firm, thin body tangled with mine. Memories and images haunt me of our tongues and fingers and lips exploring every inch and crevice of each other's chemical beings, and then the feeling turns to pain, a sick feeling. My God's reminder of the pain and confusion this woman instigated. I've taken from my numb state as she asks, "So, how are you?" I muster the nerve to smile and say, "I am great. It feels good. It feels good to mean it, because I do." And she shows me a picture and then says, "What about the dead tapes?" I say, "The dead tapes?" She says, "I have your Grateful Dead tapes." I say, "I want them." She says, "Good, because I don't." And I think to myself, of course you don't. You didn't truly enjoy the Grateful Dead or my music or my creativity or my work or my world. You enjoyed the sex and you miss it and you can't have it, because I must love a woman who appreciates me before and after great sex. I thank my God as she gives up looking for the supposed male of mine that never materializes, and she goes away. My tensions run wild. I run outside to gather my composure and take a long, hard drags off of my only cigarette. I come back in and pick up the paper and decide nothing's changed. It's only being rearranged and it doesn't strike me as strange, no. You know what? Not one bit. You see, it's all entertainment. Not my world. Not my world. It's just entertainment. And I flip the page and there it is. Right in front of me. The obituaries.